Day of Wrath, a Harry Stoner Mystery, Number 4, by Jonathan Vallon, narrated by Mark Peckham.
Chapter 1. Troubled faces had begun to look alike to me, and people's troubles, too. It was a prejudice I wasn't fully aware of until Mildred Siegel walked into my office late one rainy afternoon, and I found myself remembering her. Not just her air of misgiving, or even the depth of trouble behind her light green eyes. I remembered her, details of her life, grievances, disappointments, sacrifices. Above all, sacrifices, to parents, husband, kids. Mildred Siegel had been born for sacrifice, like an island princess, and I suppose I should have felt sorry for her, only I thought I knew her too well. Thought I knew that behind the abject look was a fierce pride, a victim's canny assurance that, come what might, she would be wronged. It was the next best thing to having a destiny. But I guess I should also have known that people who act like they have a destiny are the only true innocents in the world. Only I wasn't thinking clearly that April day. I was thinking that I didn't care to deal with the drab, familiar lady sitting in front of me. I was thinking that I wanted to go home to the Dolores and drink cold beer, and listen to the spring rain pattering against the windows. April just wasn't the right month to delve into someone else's past, especially the last week of April. I listened to her anyway, with half an ear, and since I couldn't feel the pity she felt was owed her, I made a show of being polite. I fetched sighs at all the right places, shook hands with the notion that the world was a theater of injustice, and offered her a cigarette when I couldn't think of anything else to offer up. "But I don't smoke," Mildred Siegel replied. And then, as if that had been the last straw, she began to cry. "I can't do anything right," she said helplessly. I sat there for a moment, staring at her. And slowly, against instinct and judgment, and the faint tug of the weather, I found myself feeling exactly what I should have felt the instant she'd walked through the door. Deep, authentic pity. She was not an attractive woman. Short, flat-chested, with a long U-shaped horsey face, pulled down at the mouth, like a horse's mouth, as if she, too, were trained to hold a bit between her teeth. She'd made herself up badly as well. She was wearing so much eyeliner that her eyes looked as if they had been drawn in ink. And then she'd dressed with awkward solicitude, in a tweed suit that looked to be at least 20 years old. Watching her cry, I felt, I think, a little of what women must feel when they see...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?